Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do you dare listen? Fam, today is a beautiful day, and it is beautiful because you are listening to this episode today. You are alive today. You woke up today. There's so many reasons to why each and every day is a beautiful day. The beauty of each day is not dependent on how you feel or the situation that you may be in or the circumstance around you. No, what determines a beautiful day is the fact that you woke up today. So today is a beautiful day because you are in it. Amen. Oh, I'm so excited for today's psalm, fam. Today's psalm is by David. So I said, okay, we're taking a break. Looks like we're taking a break from the sons of Korah, but they will be back. They will be back. But today's reading is Psalm 86, 1 to 17. Psalm 86, 1 to 17, and it is a psalm of David. I was reading the psalm and it just blessed me. I know every psalm blesses me. Like, Sweet Truth, every psalm blesses you. Okay, I know every psalm is a blessing. It is special in its own way. But this one, this one you need to get in the word for yourself. You need to read the word for yourself. Be in the word because you need to experience this kind of joy for yourself. You need to experience this. It is a personal experience when you can be in the word for you. Anyway, with that being said, Father God, bless this word, bless the psalm, and bless us. So, I am so excited to be in it, and I am reading from the She Reads Truth Bible version. That is the Christian Standard version. So, that is what I'll be using from... I think it was the last segment. Yeah, so from now on, I will be using the Christian Standard Version, which is from the She Reads Truth Bible. And if it's any other version, I will let you guys know. So I'm so excited to get in this word. With that being said, let's jump right into it. And it reads, "Listen, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Protect my life, for I am faithful. You are my God. Save your servants who trust in you. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant's life, because I appeal to you, Lord. For you, Lord, are kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who call upon you. Lord, hear my prayer." You see that right there? It says, "all who call on to you." That means God is ready. God is there. For whomever calls unto him, not only his children, you know, he's not biased. He's not picky or choosy. No, it says he is kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who can call on him. So, just in this Psalm 86, this was 1 to 6, you can see and you can tell that David, if there is one thing that I love about David, I love so many things about David, trust me, I love a lot about David, but if there is one thing that I can pinpoint at and talk about why I love David, is that David knew who his God was and is. Because he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So David knew who his God was. That is one thing that I love about David. And so when you're reading the Psalms, And when you get to a psalm by David, you are able to tell and see that David knew, this man knew his God. David knew his God. And that is my question for you guys today, fam, is do you know your God? Do you know your God? Do you know your God? Because there is a difference, fam, in knowing of God and knowing Him. See, if I know of you, I don't know you. I just know of you. You're more of like an acquaintance. So I feel like to so many of us, God is an acquaintance. We know of Him. Yeah, we hear miracles and stories and wonders and all that. And we read the word here and there. And we pray and we worship and we do all those things. But do you know God? Or do you only know of Him? Because there is a difference. And I'm beginning to see this difference in so many believers. I've seen the difference in people that actually know God, and I've seen the difference in those that know of God. So just because you know of God doesn't mean you know God. So do you know who your God is? Do you know whom you pray to? Do you know whose word it is that you read? Do you know whom you worship to? Do you know your God? Because it is very, very, very important and very vital that you know your God, and not only know of Him, but know Him. And so this has to be the top reason that I love David. Why I love David is because this man, beloved by God, knew who his God was. David knew who God is. Because it's like if you're going to call for help, you should at least know who God is. So David knew that God is a God who protects his life. He knew that God is a God who saves him. He knew that God is a God he can trust. David knew that God is gracious to him. He knew that God is God who he can call upon all day long. He knew that God is God who brings joy to his life. He knew that God is a God who is kind and ready to forgive. He is a God of forgiveness. David knew that God is a God who is abounding in faithful love. Faithful love. Do you know what faithful love means? Do you know what faithful love is, fam? David knew that God is God whom he can call upon each and every time. He knew that his God is a God who hears his prayers. He knew that his God is a God who listens to his cry for mercy. He knew that his God is a God who answers him. David knew that his God is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. That is why each and every time he knew, I can call upon my Father God each and every time. It doesn't matter, you know, whether I called upon him yesterday, whether I called upon him the day before yesterday. No, I can still call upon him today. I can still call upon him in this moment. I can still call upon him in the next minute, the next hour, the next day, tomorrow. I can call upon him each and every day, because I know who my God is. I know my Father listens to me. I know my Father yearns to speak to me. I know He longs to hear from me. I know He is waiting for me to open my word and see how He's speaking to me in that word. And He longs for me to wake up each and every morning and say, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for this day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it simply because I woke up in this day. because I woke up today, I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will not let any lies from the enemy, anything, you know, mindset wise, because the enemy really plays on your mindset. He plays, works on your thoughts and everything, you know, each and every time you wake up as well too. You have to keep that in mind. And so I thank God and I thank him for his protection over my thoughts. I pray that my mind be governed by the Holy Spirit, that I be led by the Holy Spirit, that my thoughts, you know, and my mindset is protected, is under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray the same for my family and friends and my loved ones. You know, you have to pray these things and know that each day is beautiful. It's a beautiful day, not because it's sunny outside, not because, you know, the flowers are finally blooming and all that, not because, you know, it's rainy outside or it's gloomy outside. No, each day is beautiful because you woke up today. Simply that. It's a fresh start, a new day to say, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning. You protected me and watched over me throughout the whole night. Thank you, God. So each day is beautiful because of that. And I love that about this psalm. I love that just right from the start. And I want to continue in this. So let's go ahead and jump right back in. So we ended on 6. So Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cries for mercy. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. See, I love my man David. I love this man. And then he goes on to say, Lord, there is no one like you among the gods. No one like him. There is no one like him. He is the highest of highest. And I, in my own personal time this morning, I was just thinking, God, like, Father, I thank you that you are the highest of the highest. God is so good. And he goes on to say, and there are no works like yours. Boom! That is true. That is true. That is the truth. That is the truth. I mean, who else can create man? Who else can bring anything to life like God did? Look outside. That's all the evidence that you need. The evidence that you have is yourself. Look at yourself. Look at the way your body functions all on its own. I mean, breathing. You don't have to tell yourself, breathe. You're just breathing. You just breathe. You have the breath of life from Father God. You know, it's just certain things that you don't even have to tell yourself. Things like breathing, you know, moving and everything too. The way the mind just functions all these things together. Look outside. Look at the trees. Look at the evidence. Look at the animals. Look at the bags. Look, you know, evidence is all around us about such greater works that our Father God did. And that should be enough to tell you and let you know that there are no works like his. And the word, the sweet truth. I love my word. And then he goes on to say verse 9. All the nations you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord. Amen. And will honor your name. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Because this is a proclamation and everything that is said, the word. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. And it goes on to say, verse 10, for you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God. You alone are God. And other gods, all them other gods don't even compare. Matter of fact, they shouldn't even have the name God to them, because there is only one God and he alone is God, Father God, Jesus Christ, Lord of lords and host of hosts. Oh, my Father God. Him alone is God. It goes on to say, teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. I love this. I love this. I love this. That David, even all these things, despite what David knew, you know, about God, he still wanted to learn more about God. He wanted to learn more, learning about God. learning about people and everything else is a continuous process, fam. Just because you've read the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, doesn't mean that you know everything about God. Doesn't mean you know, because it never ends. It's a process. It's a journey that never ends. Just like we as human beings are always evolving, you know, we change. So where you may have known about someone last year or last month may not be the same today, because our mindsets are being renewed each and every time. We change and some of us for the better, thank God, but we are changing, we are evolving, you know, we are growing. And so with growth, with mindset change, comes a whole new part to somebody that you didn't even know. And so it is a continuous journey knowing someone and learning about someone. It is a continuous journey learning and knowing about God, you know. So because you've read the whole Bible doesn't mean you know God. Because there is always going to be more. There is always going to be more. So even though you've read the whole Bible, you need to go back, start from the beginning. Because you just never know what God will speak to you this time around. It is always something different, you know. I go over books that I've read, you know, and finished already. And I go back and I read through them. I read through them. And it's there is always something different. Even with the Psalms, you know, the Psalms that are already in the season from of past. I mean, I would go back to Psalm 1. I would go back to Psalm 2 and or 10 or 30. And there is always something new, something that a word, a rainbow word that comes alive to me, you know, and I'm like, oh, I wish, and it had me thinking, you know, like after I've been through all the books of the Bible with you guys, it's like I used to think like, you know, that would be the end or come to be the end of my Sweet Truth journey. But then I was thinking about it and I'm like, no, there is always something new, something awesome, something wonderful to learn and go back through. And I'm like, I'm gonna call this a part two series to Switch. So anyway, it's a blessing, because I would go back and be like, oh, I wish I could go back to that segment. I wish I could go back to that episode and tell the fam about this and that. And so there is always, you know, it's a continuous process. There is always something new to learn from the word, even with the word that you've read before, you know, you've gone through the, even the books that you've read and are done with. There's always something new. So don't be in a stagnant place of saying, oh, I'm not gonna read that again, I've read it before. I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you know, I'm done. I know God. Do you? I don't think so. You can't know the fullness of God. Even the things that we know are only bits and pieces. And even David, with the things that he knew about God, he didn't know the fullness of God's glory. He knew part of it. He knew some of it. That's why he says, teach me your way, Lord. Because despite having known all these things, he still knew. David knew what a wise man. He knew there is always something to learn from the Lord, from God. Teach me your way, Lord. Teach me your way. So you mean to tell me when David said this that he didn't know some ways of the Lord already? He did know some, but he knew that it is, you know, a journey, and that there is more to our God. There is more to God. So he goes on to say, teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth. That is another bullet point right there that hits you right on the head, you know, because not only do I want to know your ways, Lord, not only do I want you to teach me your ways, but I want to live in your truth. And that's something, because, you know, there is a difference. Trust me, there is a difference. Someone wouldn't know, you know, about God. I mean, God would tell some people something and they will not follow through. So following through and living by it and knowing it are different. Just like with what I was saying earlier, that just because you know of God doesn't mean you know God. So even when it comes to the Lord teaching you and showing you his ways, you want to make sure that you are following through on that. Are you going to live by the truth though? Because now you know the truth, are you going to live by it? Because choosing to live by the truth and choosing to know the truth are two separate things. You can know the truth, but can you live by the truth? I'm going to say that again. You can know the truth, but can you live by the truth? Because trust me, others can decide like, oh, wow, I know the truth, but, you know, I'm just going to do my own thing, I guess. So are you going to live by the truth? So I love that this verse 11, you know, that David emphasizes to teach, be taught the ways of the Lord. And he wanted to live by the truth of the Lord. And I will live by your truth. And that a blessing. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name, Lord. I will not be distracted, Lord. I will not allow distractions to come in. I will have an undivided mind that honors you, that seeks after you, seek first the kingdom of God, that wants to learn more about you, Father God, that will not get cocky, that because I've read this, because I know this, that there is nothing more for me to see here or nothing more to learn here. No, there is always more. There is always more. There is always more to you, Father. And I thank you, Lord. It goes on to say, verse 12, I will praise you with my whole heart. I will praise you with all my heart, Lord my God, and will honor your name forever. For your faithful love for me is great. Ah! Verse 11. And you rescue my life from the depths of Sheol. Your faithful love for me is great. Do you know what faithful love is? Ugh, this is some great stuff. God is the only one who loves you more. His love is faithful. It says his love is great for you. He loves you greatly. He loves you so much, fam. He loves you so much that love is even more than your spouse may love you, than your loved ones love you, you know, that your friend. It's more. That there is literally nothing to compare it to. His love for you is great. It is faithful and even more than great and even more than faithful. Do you know how much your God loves you? Do you know how much Jesus loves you? Do you know what it takes to lay your life down for another? Death, literally. Even I can't comprehend his love for me. I cannot comprehend Father God's love for me. It is that great that you can't even understand it. You can't even put a name to it. You can't even put a period to it. His love for you is great. It is faithful. It is faithful. You rescue my life from the depths of Sheol. Now, Sheol is a dead place. It is a dead place. It is a land of the dead. That's what it means. So some of us are living in the land of the dead. And we need God to rescue us from the depths of Sheol. We need to get back to the land of the living. We need to get back to the land of the living because so many of us are stuck in the land of Sheol. We need to get out of Sheol. The enemy wants to keep you in Sheol, but you need to get out of Sheol and get back to the land of the living. You don't want to be a dead man walking. No, I don't think you want to be a dead man walking. Oh, what a terrible place to be. What a terrible place it is to be in a land of Sheol. A land of Sheol is like you're alive, but you're dead. You're walking, but you're dead. It's like a dead man walking. It's like a dead man living. You're a dead man eating and everything too. Get out of the land of Sheol and get back to the land of the living. And only God can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Well, Sweet Truth, how does it do that? I want to get out of show. I'll cry out to Father God. He is ready for you. The word, where the word Elliot said, he is ready to forgive. His faithful love is for you. So let God rescue you. God is going to rescue you and get you out from the land of Shom. Fortune says, God, arrogant people have attacked me. A gang of ruthless men intends to kill me. They do not let you guide them. And I love 15 to 17. Last but not least, that goes on to say that, but you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love and truth. So not only is his love faithful, not only is Father God abounding in truth, but he is slow to anger, and he commands us, his children, be slow to anger. Don't be easily angered. Don't let the enemy have the trigger over your mind, over your life. Because for some of us, all the enemy has is a button, poo. Because he knows that's how easily you get angered. Just angry. Just carrying all this anger in you. It is a heavy burden. Anger is a heavy burden. You don't want it in you. Be slow. Don't give the enemy that trigger button over you. It goes on to say, tend to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the son of your female servant. Show me a sign of your goodness. My enemies will see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped and comforted me. So whenever God comes in and you let God fight your battles, fam, the enemy is put to shame. Of course, like he always is. Because the Lord God, the Lord your Father God, will always be there to help you and comfort you. Let him help you. Let him help you and let him comfort you. Let him be your help and let him be your comfort. His love for you is great, fam. His love for you is compassionate. He is slow to anger. Oh, what a blessing. What a beautiful God. What a wonderful God. What a beautiful and wonderful God. I love the word, fam, and I hope you've been blessed. I truly hope you've been blessed by this Psalm 86, the Psalm of David. And for those willing to pray with me, this is a prayer of getting back to God. I want to get out of the land of the dead. I want to get back to the land of the living. I want to get out of shells with truth and get back to God. I want to let God be the one to help me and comfort me, but I need to get rid of this heavy burden of sin that's in my life. Get rid of it. Sin is a heavy burden upon your shoulders, in your heart, in your mind. I mean, you're just carrying this thing, carrying sin. It's too heavy for you. We were not meant to have the burden of sin in our lives and in our hearts and minds. So for those willing to pray this prayer of repentance, fam, pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit I cast it at your feet. Every private thought I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your Son Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Family, if you pray that prayer, man, oh, what a joy it is to be in heaven right now and see how the angels dance and rejoice over you, fam. It is a blessing, fam. With that being said, fam, I hope that you have a beautiful, blessed day. Be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.